Grand Slam for Masters!
It's time for Blessed to Play on EWTN Radio, uncovering the role that faith plays in the lives of sports professionals from around the country. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Fire, score!
My guest today was one of the most prolific hitters in the mid-90s for the Cleveland Indians. Carlos Baerga was known as a power hitter. He was had all-star appearances in 1992, 93, 95. He had two Silver Slugger Awards, and he helped contribute to the Indians' 1995 postseason run. After spending most of his career as a second baseman, he was also used at various positions late in his career, and he was elected into the Indians Hall of Fame in 2013. We'll talk to Carlos about this great career in Major League Baseball and how his life changed to a life of faith. And we'll get into that discussion in the second half of the program. Carlos, so great to have you on.
Thank you. What an honor to be with you today and with the people that are listening to us. It's a bless. Thank you for having me in the radio. I feel like I'm talking to my family. Cleveland is my family, you know, and I know that you guys go all over the United States, so. Bless to everybody.
Well, thanks so much. I want to talk about your journey because it's interesting to me, and I always love to talk about the athlete's journey. For you, it started in your native country of Puerto Rico. And talk about just your upbringing in Puerto Rico and how you were introduced to the game of baseball.
Well, my father was the one that introduced me to this game. He was a guy. He wasn't a big guy. He was a small guy, but he got power. He got speed. And I wanted to put everything over, you know, myself. My father was he worked in two jobs to maintain our family. We are I'm the oldest of the four kids, two girls, two boys. The two boys want to be a baseball player because my father teaches you know, how to play the game. But it was his race was really good, and it was very important. I know that you guys, he always say, I know that you guys want to play baseball, but you have to have good grades to keep playing baseball. And that was, he told us from the first day that we step in the field, remember, we're going to practice, we're going to play, but your grades have to be up all the time. And that was very important for us.
So he instilled a sense of discipline in you, and that would come, I think, to help you out in your pro baseball career. And at an early age, if you want to, I want to take you back to November 4th, 1985. You're 16 years old, and you're signed by the then San Diego Padres. As a 17-year-old, you debuted in their Class A affiliate in Charleston. But talk about leaving your country, coming over to America, and now starting your pro baseball career.
Well, talking about that, let me say to everybody where Louis Rosa. Louis Rosa was the biggest scout in Puerto Rico. The guy that signed me for the San Diego Padres. I never went through a tryout because at that time we was free agent. We can sign anytime we want to sign or if somebody gets it. I never went to a tryout. I was coming back just a week ago from a. I was playing in the American League World Series in Indiana, so I was representing Puerto Rico and I win the MVP over there. Came back to Puerto Rico, and I was in church. Every Sunday, I go to church. My family was a Christian family since I was born. So my family was in church on Sunday. Louis Rosa show up at church. Look at this. Show up at church. We don't even know. My father don't even know. I was playing the drums on that day. I was a drummer. I always been a drummer. So I was playing the drum. When I look up, my father was with Louis Rosa on the back of the church. So when I finished playing, I went back and my father told me, hey, Louis Rosa, I want to talk to you. So we went outside, we talked to Louis Rosa and Louis explained to my father, we want to sign Carlos. This is the money we were going to give him. My father said no. And I say, look at what happened. And I said, Daddy, why you say no? I say no. And we make a commitment because I was going to Florida I was going to, oh my God, to the Seminoles. I got a commitment to go to the Seminoles in Florida. So he said, no, you have a commitment already. You have to go there. And I said, Daddy, but let's talk a little bit. So we moved on the side and we talk a little bit. And I say, Daddy, let me sign, please. Mm-hmm. You know that this is what I love to do. I want to play baseball. I know that you put a on me that I have to study too, stuff like that. But let's do something. Let's ask the guy for a scholarship. If something happened to me, you know, I'm going to keep, you know, studying. You know, I'm going to play baseball and I'm going to study too. So let's do both together. And my father, I you know, it takes me almost half an hour to get in, to convince him. And he said, well, let's ask for more money. So we went back to Louis Rosa and we asked him for more money. Mm-hmm. He gave us more money and he gave us a scholarship. And thanks God, God put the hands for me to sign with the San Diego Padres. Look at how God works.
That is awesome. And your dad was happy you got the scholarship and you're happy that you're getting the money. Blessed to play Ron Meyer chatting today with Carlos Baerga. He one of the most prolific hitters in the 1990s, a career batting average of .291. He had 134 home runs. So your major league debut, Carlos, you obviously did well in the minor leagues, and your major league debut was April 14th, 1990 for the Cleveland Indians. Such a proud moment for you and your family, of course. Talk about that day when you became a pro in the major leagues.
Well, that day I'm never going to forget about. That day snow in Cleveland. I remember we was playing and start snowing. And in the fourth inning, they called the game. I never see snow before in my life. Because remember, I started with the San Diego Padres. Yeah. So where I went to play with the San Diego Padres, my first year, I was in Charleston, South Carolina. My second year, I was in Texas. My third year, I was in Las Vegas, Nevada. So I was in places that snow never go through there. So when I got made the team in spring training to go up, the first thing was, wow, my first game and it's snowing. I fly my father to Cleveland because he was the one that made me a baseball player. Mm-hmm. So I want to give a gift to him. And you know what happened? We canceled the game, the first game, and we canceled the second game without even going to the ballpark. Because it's no out for 3 days in Cleveland. So there was no game. I don't have the opportunity, you know, to have to play. So it was kind of hard. So I had to bring my father back again to watch me play. But just to make it to the big league, it was very special. And I give thanks to Cleveland when they make a trade for me and Sandy Alomar for Joe Carter. You know, that was a big trade in Cleveland. Remember, Joe Carter was the big guy in Cleveland. Number four hitter, every time he hit 30 home or stuff like that. So you're trading Joe Carter. They already have experience, already put the name for two rookie guys. There was Sandy Alomar and Carlos Baerga. Sandy Alomar became one of the best players of the game, win the rookie of the year, had a great career, stuff like that. But the guy that everybody don't know about it was Carlos Baerga. And thanks God that this is the day that I show up in Cleveland. I put up the numbers, and it was special for me.
Yeah, you did put up the numbers. In fact, that year you played mostly at third base and shortstop, and you hit 17 doubles, 7 home runs, and your average was .260. Then over the next 4 years, your home run and batting average numbers just rose steadily, 11 home runs and batting .288, and you started to become better and better, not only as a hitter for average, but as power as well. Did you define yourself as an average hitter or a power hitter? What was your approach to hitting to get success on both sides?
Let me tell you something. I hit 20 homers a couple of times, but I was a line drive hitter. That's why I consider myself a line drive hitter. I love to hit 300, and I love to bring runners in. That was my biggest thing, bringing guys in. You know, I at that time, if you go over 80 RBIs, you was a great player. When you go over 20 homers, you was a great player. So that's what my concentration was in that. But especially hitting 300, that was something that I worked hard toward. You know, I want to be a 300 hitter. I want to go over there, you know, and show up. That's why, you know, when my second year on, I hit care for the Cleveland White Indians. That was something, you know, at that time, they always called the third hitter the best hitter of the team. And I said, how I hit third with all these players that we have in our organization? That was amazing. I never thought about it.
Well, I wanted to talk some of your time spent in Cleveland. Obviously, you spent two parts of your career there. You came back and played, but making it to postseason, and obviously that had to be a dream for you, coming over from Puerto Rico, going to the minor leagues, now succeeding at the major league level, then helping out the team in their postseason run, I think in 1995. Just talk about that team and that special year.
That was a special team, man. That was a team that every time that we step in the field, we believed that we was going to win. Our character, our desire, the discipline, and we play together as a team. You know, we know the kind of team that we have, the players that we have, and we grow up together. Remember the young heart. You know, I came into the team when I was 20 years old. Sandy was 22. Kenny Lofton was 21. Omar Vizquel got 22 too. So, you know, and Dean Tommy was a young player. Manny Ramirez, you know, very young player too. Mm-hmm. So we grew up together as a team. And when 1994, that was the first thing that we show everybody, the kind of talent that we have. Because remember when the strike hit Cleveland, we was first. We was on first in the American League, and Montreal was in the National League. So we was going to the playoffs. If the strike came in, you know, they stopped the season on July 18th. But you know what? In 1995, everything is step up. And we show up, you know, and we beat everybody. You know, our record was unbelievable. 144. You remember that year we played 144 games because of the strike on 94. So that number, that's amazing. 100 wins and 44 losses. That was unbelievable. So that was a team that, you know, every time we step in the field, we know we were going to win.
And Carlos was an all-star in 1995, and Carlos also became the first second baseman since Rogers Hornsby in 1922 to have back-to-back 200-plus hit, 20-plus home runs, and 100-plus RBIs, and a 300-plus average season when he accomplished the feat in 1992 and 1993. All right, we're going to take a break. On the other side, we're going to see the shining light of this Major League Baseball Hall of Famer with the Indians. Carlos Baeger is the guest when Blessed to Play returns after this.
A prayer for the holy souls in purgatory.
God, our Creator and Redeemer, by your power, Christ conquered death and returned to you in glory. May all your people who have gone before us in faith share his victory and enjoy the vision of your glory forever. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. Ron Meyer joined today by Carlos Baerga. And what a talent, folks, for the game of baseball. He's in the Cleveland Indians Hall of Fame. He was inducted, I believe, in 2013. And he's currently, he's got the broadcasting bug. In fact, he's an analyst for the Cleveland Guardian Spanish language radio broadcasts and also for the Atlanta Braves Spanish language radio broadcast. So he's a busy guy during the season. I got to catch up with him in Cleveland this year during the playoffs. And one thing I noticed about Carlos, he really emanates joy and love. And I think this has a lot to do, not only the way he was raised, but his faith in God. And I know, Carlos, you went through all the trials and tribs of being a professional athlete, and there's a lot of alluring temptations out there, and you went to that side. But there was a teammate that you had, Julio Franco, that gave you perspective and put your faith in motion, so to speak. So maybe you could give us the story and why your faith is so important to you till this day.
Well, first of all, I give thanks to God because the best gift that I have from my parents was to born in church, was to grow up as a Christian person, and that was the best gift that their father gave it to me. Even though that when I came up to the big leagues, I started doing some stuff that wasn't what my father teach me, stuff like that. But that was the best gift that I ever had from them and the best advice. Always give glory to God. Always believe in Him. And that was very special that I grew up in a family like that, because they, God knows, He gave me the opportunity to become a baseball player, but He gave me the opportunity to be alive. That's the biggest thing right there. So let me tell you, you know, I always say my faith in God is because I trust Him. Mm-hmm. You know, I understand that, you know, everything that I have is because Him. That's a gift that He gave us, you know, to the players, stuff like that. And sometimes we forget about it. We forget it. It's our strength. We forget it. It's our talent. And He's the one that gives us everything, our talent and everything and stuff like that. So I start winning awards like an all-star game. I start making records in the big league, stuff like that. And I start, you know, belief of there was myself that was doing everything. And I start going out, where, you know, going out to parties. I start drinking. I start doing all the stuff that, you know, that was the what I say, what my father teach me, what God wants. And, you know, at the beginning, everything was good for me. I was making, you know, all-star games. I was hitting 300. Mm-hmm. I was hitting homers. I was making records, stuff like that. But then after 1995, I got hurt. I got hurt. And I remember 1996, the Cleveland Guardians bring Julio Franco. And Julio Franco was a Christian. And Julio Franco and my career was almost the same. You remember when Julio Franco came up to the big league? Mm-hmm. He was kind of crazy, too. He got problems with drugs. He got problems, you know, sometimes he show up to the ballpark, sometimes not, because all the problems that he had off the field, it was like that. But he changed his life when he got born again, you know, and God gave him the opportunity to become a Christian. So Julio Franco, when he saw me right away, he said, something's going on with this kid. And God talked to him. And he said, hey, he's a son of mine. He knows he's a Christian. But I know that he's not looking up to me right now because everything has been good to him. And that's what happened to him. And I remember Julio said to me, Carlos, I don't know you, but I know that you come from a Christian family. I don't know you, but God is telling me to tell you, you need to change your life. You need to come back again, you know, to God. And at the beginning, I was laughing at him. Look at what I did to Julio. I was laughing at him. It was like a joke what he was saying. I said, I don't need him right now. I already got God, you know, me, but I have it on my way, the way I want it. So I pray God's going to help me. But you know what? When you have a God like that, God's going to say to you, you know what? I'm going to let you walk. I'm going to let you run by yourself to see if you can do it. You know what? And everything starts going the other way. Instead to keep going up the way I was going to the Hall of Fame, myself start going down. Mm-hmm. My numbers start going down. I start getting hurt. You know, my ability to play the game went down because, you know, I forgot that God gave me the opportunity to play this game, stuff like that. But thank God that, you know, God brings Julio Franco to open my eyes, to open my ears, because, sometimes we believe that we deserve everything, you know, and we don't deserve anything. He's the one that gives us the talent. He's the one that gives us, you know, everything like that. And I have to say something to, you know, to you and to the people that are listening right now. I got married to the daughter of the pastor of my church. Did you know that?
I
got married to the pastor of my church. So I have a woman next to me. They pray for me every day. Did she know that what I was doing, it was wrong? And she say, Carlos, it's not your strength. You are here because God give you this gift. Don't forget about it. She always say that to me. She always pray for me. even when I was going to the road trip, she always prayed for me. God, look out for him, stuff like that. And I give thanks to God that my wife's still next to me right now. Because I almost got divorced 3 times. I almost lose my family a couple of times. And if I'm here today, it's because the praying of my wife, because Julio Franco said something to me, and because God loved me, and he gave me opportunity to come back again to him.
Yeah. Yes, he did. Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer. We're chatting once again with Carlos Baerga, longtime Major League Baseball player, now retired in the Cleveland Indians Hall of Fame, and now an analyst too as well. So, Carlos, you had people reach out to you, but you had to say yes, and you said that yes. Talk about, I know you showed me a photo of your family, and it brings you so much joy, and you have that gleam in your eye when you look at them. Tell us how your life has changed as far as Carlos Baerga, the person, not necessarily the baseball player, but the person.
Yeah, it changed a lot. It changed a lot because when you play this game, you make a lot of money. And sometimes you put the money in front of God. And you have to know that God will give you this opportunity to make this kind of money, to help other people, to reach out to people that are poor and help it out. I wasn't doing that. When I start losing all that stuff, my ability to play the game, when I start getting hurt, when I start losing so much money, stuff like that, and my wife opened the eyes on myself. And when I look up and I say, what's going on with me? I have to come back to God. Mm-hmm. And I say, well, that's what I came up and I say, I start crying. I almost lose my family. Mm-hmm. And I say, God, I'm going to come back to you. I'm sorry. I know that I make some mistakes in my life. And thanks God that he grabbed me back again. And now I'm the person that I am. I still have my family. I got 3 grandkids. And I give thanks to God that I'm in church, that I'm preaching, that I'm doing what God want me to do. Is the beginning of my career as a baseball player.
And also, we have several minutes remaining. Your ability now to connect with the Latin American players and tell them about your experiences and how you sometimes didn't handle situations well, and then you grew into an understanding of how faith can help you through those situations. Do you have that chance now to connect with the players? I know you're in the game of baseball still.
Yes, I have that time, and that's what I do right now. I go to spring training. I go to Dominican. That's where we have the rookie guys in there, and I always reach out to them, and I talk to them about things in life. What is gonna come to them? The people that are gonna be close to you because you have money. You know, they make good decisions off the field, inside the field, and believe in God. Mm-hmm. Put everything in his hands. He's the one that's going to help you out. He's the one that's going to give you the joy that you need. It's not the money. The only one that can bring you joy is God. The only one that can bring you a peace is God. So that's what I find. And that's what I talk to these kids. I say, don't believe money going to bring you all the joys. Yes, it's going to give you joy at the moment. But then you're going to be crying. Then you're going to be, missing something in life. And God is the only one that I can give you this opportunity. And thanks God that God, that what I'm doing the last 10 years is being unbelievable. I'm having the best time of my life, especially with my family, especially with my grandkids, especially with my son and my daughter. At that time, I was going so crazy that I don't have the time to spend with them. Mm-hmm. I don't have no time. I was flying everywhere. I want to be here. I want to be there. I want to do this. I want to be that. And I forgot about my family. My first thing in life is my family and God. And I forget about it.
Well, the life of a Major League Baseball player, it's really you're working all year round for many years. I mean, you played a lot of years in pro ball, but now through retirement, you have more time now to spend with your family, your kids. And how many grandkids, Carlos?
Three grandkids. I got two girls. That's 3.5. And the other one is 28 months. And the little kid is 8 months.
Well, what a fun time and a great time for you in retirement to take care of those grandkids and just enjoy family, which I know is very important to Carlos Baerga. Well, Carlos Baerga has been our guest. What a terrific Major League Baseball player. 291 career batting average. That's hard to come by nowadays. We don't see that much in the Cleveland Indians Hall of Fame. And still around the game of baseball as an analyst and soon doing some great work with light shining through him as far as his faith life. And Carlos, thanks so much for coming on Blessed to Play. I do appreciate the time.
God bless you. All the best. And what I said before, God is the reason that I'm still alive. God is the reason that I still have my family. God is the reason that I'm smiling, that I have a joy, that I can walk anywhere and say to everybody, He gave me the opportunity to have a new life. And thanks to Him, I'm alive today.
Yeah.
God bless everybody. Believe in Him. Give Him the opportunity to help you out in everything in life.
Yeah, and I think we could all say amen to that. Hey, Blessed to Play fans, check us out on the web at blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed2play.com. You can like us on Facebook. Hit us up on the platform X at Blessed to Play. For Carlos Baerga, I'm Ron Meyer. Thanks so much for joining us right here on Blessed to Play.
You've been listening to Blessed to Play with host Ron Meyer on the EWTN Global Catholic Network. If you have a question or comment about today's show, feel free to email us at info@blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed2play.com. You can also connect with the show on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. Again, that's blessed2play.com. Join us again next time for Blessed to Play on the EWTN Global Catholic Network.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.